Zecher Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov and Yisrael Pichas, Zecher Nishmas Avi Elushein of Asvi Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbosai. Tonight's Yeration on Aleph, Ilam Mithas Molochas, and Be'inik Viz Man Seis HaKochov. Now, in other words, we know that the night, Alpi Halacha, is Seis HaKochovim, and Seis HaKochovim means Gimel Kochavim Beinonim. And that's the definition of Laila. Three stars. Three medium-sized stars. We're machmir for certain things to have three small stars. Maybe we make a mistake. But three stars. You need three stars to be out. And when the three stars are out, then it's Laila. And then Shabbos is over. And then if a baby was born, after that time, the bris is on the next day. So, but we know that there are various different shitas about when people say...
The women from Europe.
What? What do you say? Elliot, did you say something?
Excuse me, and they saw three stars, and the shot was over. But
there was
a cyber, but it looked like.
Yeah, I always say Rabbi Shraga Feivel Peretzky. He was the boychen in YU. He was a Talmud in Radin. And he always used to tell me, when he was a Talmud in Radin already, the Chofetz Chaim wasn't coming to the yeshiva on a regular basis. But towards the end of Shabbos, some Bachrim would go to his house, and he would say a shmooze in the house. And then he would, in the middle of the shmooze, he would ask the Shamus to go out to see if there would be three stars. And sometimes, Rabbi Peretzky said, that when he felt that the shmooze went long, he told the Shamus, you don't have to go out, the stars are there. And that was the way. You know, we didn't have these calendars like we have today. They went out, they saw the stars. Today we have so much pollution that it's very hard to see stars unless, you know, you're in certain locations where you have that pollution. But that was the old way, is the Gimel Kochavim. So the question is, if it's Gimel Kochavim, so why are there so many different opinions? We're going to see there's opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, there's opinion of the Vilna Gaon, different people keep... But everyone agrees it's Gimel Kochavim. So what are they arguing about? What's the Machloikis? One says Kochavim. In other words, it's not pshat that some people hold three Kochavim, some people hold ten Kochavim. No. Everyone holds. That's Beferish. Everyone holds this Gimel Kochavim. So the way the Inyan begins is there seems to be a stira between two Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Aleph Amud Beis where the Gemara says towards the bottom, V'ozlu tamay didma shir bein ha-shmoshas bekama Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shlosha Chelkei Mil. Three quarters of a mil. So that means that if you hold that a mil is 18 minutes, so three quarters would be 13 and a half minutes. If you hold it, if it's 24, there'll be more. But it's Shir Bein HaShmashas. What does that mean? It means we know there's Yom, there's Laila, and between Yom and Laila, there's what we call twilight. There's a Zman that's Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. And that's called Bein HaShmashas. That's called Bein HaShmashas. So the Gemara here, Pashtus is saying that you have Shkia, you have 13 and a half minutes, and after the 13 and a half minutes of Shkia, is Tzeis HaKochavim. So that's very early. 13 and a half minutes is already three quarters of a meal. Now, I don't know. I mean, that would imply that's Laila Gomer. So the question is, the Gemara in Pesachim on page 2 on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph says, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says, to go further down, the first word on the line is Mishkiya Sachama Vatseis Kochovim Arba Milan. Then you have another Gemara that says that there are 4 mil between Shkia and Tseis Kochovim. Very different than the first Gemara. The first Gemara says there are three quarters of a mil between Shkia and Tseis Kochovim. And then this Gemara says there are 4 mil. Four times, so if it's 18 minutes is a meal, 18 times 4 is 72. So that's a vast, huge difference between the two sugyas. That one sugya is saying that it's shkia, then it's bein hashmashos, takes three quarters of a mil, 13 and a half minutes, and then it's seis hakochavim. And then you have another gemara that says that there are 4 mil between shkia and seis hakochavim. So that's a huge disparity. It's a huge disparity. And who asked this kasha? So Tosis and Pesachim on page 2 asked this kasha. For you, the Omer Mishkiya Sacham and Tzei Kachovim, Aramilim, Koshel and Beinutam, the Sof Baba Madlik, and Omer Aizel, Ben Shmashas, Mishkish Chacham, Kozman Shmei Mizrach Madimim. Divrei Yehuda v'maskin hastim d'vein ha-shmashas d'Rabbi Yehuda t'los d'rivei mil. V'achok omar, and here, the Gemara says, that it's what? Arba mil. So that's a steer in the sugyas. So Tosis answers, "There's loyma the hogomer mitchila shkia dainu b'shoshit baschelas achamu ikaris ba'ove harakia at alayla havi ba'al mil v'hosim kamer b'sof hashkia." He says like this. So Rabbeinu Tam shita is that the two gemaras can be reconciled, but the 4 mil and the three quarters of a mil end at the same time. They just start at different times. In other words, when the sun sets, it goes below the horizon. In other words, if you wouldn't have tall buildings, and you would be able to see the sun, like by the beach, till the end. So when the sun dips below the horizon, that's called shkia, tchila shkia. And then it takes from the tchila shkia, when the sun dips below the horizon, it takes 4 mil for it to be Laila, for Gimel Kochavim. That's the Gemara in what? In Pesachim. Ah, but what about the Gemara in Shabbos that it says 3/4 mil? So it says 3/4 mil is if you start at the end of the... In other words, when the ball of the sun dips below the horizon, that's Shkia. But when that's the beginning of Shkia. But then when it goes even much further, that's called like the end of Shkia. Or some call it the Shkia Shnia. And then from there, there's 3/4 mil till Tzeis HaKochavim. So Tosa says that everyone agrees that the Zman of Tzeis HaKochavim is 72 minutes after the Shkia. That's what Tosa says. Everyone agrees. The other Gemara says it's only 13. It's 13, if you count from 58 and a half minutes after, then you count 13, you'll get 72. In other words, what Tosa says is the two Gemaras are counting from a different Zman. So the Gemara that says 72 minutes, and the Gemara says 13 and a half minutes, are counting from the different starting points. But if they're different starting points, but in the end, it'll be the same finish line. Because the 13 and a half starts 58 and a half minutes later. And the 72 starts 58 and a half minutes before. But at the end of the day, it's what? It's 72 minutes is Shkia. Is Seisa Kochavim. And that's when the three Kochavim. And that's when Shabbos ends. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon disagreed. The Vilna Gaon disagreed. And he says, no. He says, Bein HaShemashos starts at Shkia, when the sun is below the horizon. And it lasts 13 and a half minutes. And at that point, there's Gimel Kochavim. Ah, what about the other Gemara? The other Gemara was talking about Seisa Kochavim is not talking, like Rav David Willig explained, is not talking about the halakhic Seisa Kochavim when Shabbos is over. It's talking, the Gemara is giving a shiur of when all the Kochavim come out. All the Kochavim come out, that's 4 mil. But all the Kochavim come out is not a halakhic requirement. In other words, if you just want to discuss as a demarcation point of when from Shkia to Tzeis HaKochavim means to Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, it's 4 mil. But that's not a halacha of when Tzeis HaKochavim is al pidin to say that's his Ois Shabbos. So basically, the Vilna Gaon is saying these two sugyas are disparate one from the other. There's no... they're talking about two different things. The Rabbeinu Tam, he puts it all together. He said, no, they're talking about the same thing. They just have different starting points. And the Vilna Gaon says, no. One Gemara is talking about Seis Gimel Kochavim. That's the Halachic Seis Kochavim. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about Seis Kol Kochavim, which is not a Halachic discussion of Seis Kochavim for Yetzias HaShabbos. So, this is part of the... There's a sefer called Kerem Yeshua. I don't know if you ever saw it. Kerem Yeshua is written by Rav Yeshua Cohen. In the Velt, he's called Shas Cohen. He's a Hasidic Yid. One of my Talmidim goes to his yeshiva. He gives shir in Rav Arusha's yeshiva, in Chutzal Chesed. He's a Bucky. He's a phenomenal Bucky B'Shas. So he wrote a sefer, Kerem Yeshua, on learning. And I believe he quotes from Chaim Volozhiner, that he says, basically, all the machloikesin between Rashi and Tosfos and Shas are based on one premise. Tosfos' shita is that all the Gemaras have to shtim together. So if there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says 3/4 mil, and there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says 4 mil, you have to shtim them together. How do you shtim them together? You shtim them together by saying that they're starting from different demarcation points. One is starting from the beginning of Shkia Tachas, when the sun dips below the horizon. And 4 mil from there is going to be Tzeis HaKochavim. The other Gemara is talking about when the sun is the end. It really went below the horizon, not just dipped below the horizon. And that's from there and onward is 3/4 mil. But the Vilna Gaon says that these two Gemaras have nothing to do one with the other. One Gemara is talking about Bein HaShemashos. The other Gemara is not talking about Bein HaShemashos. It's only talking about Seis Kol HaKochavim. And that's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner said. That the Rambam and the Gaonim and Rashi, they weren't interested in shtimming all the Shas together. They held you could have Sugis Chalukas. Fartik. But the Balei Tosfos, The Bali Tosas were interstimming everything together. That's every kasha that Tosas asks is usually, how can you say this sugya over like this, but there's another Gemara Fakert? So Rashi and the Rambam and the Gonim say, okay, there's another Gemara Fakert. Sugya's Chalukas, different Shita. You don't have to try to fit them in, but the Bali Tosas feel you have to try to fit everything in. That's called pilpul. Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig once said a good word. He says, what's the different definition of pilpul? Pilpul is when you assume that everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. And then you have to put everything together. The other way to say, the non-pilpul way, is to say, he has his sheet, we don't have to put them together. Different sugyas.
Fundamental theological disagreements there in terms of how they understand.
How they understand how you're supposed to learn Shas. Do you learn Shas trying to fit everything together? That's what Tosis will quote different Gemaras and show a stira, and then come up with a new pshat to make both Gemaras satisfied.
But what is the reason that Tosfos feels they have to go together? Like, is it a different Masorah about how things were passed on?
Yeah, something you have to say, something like that. And the Rashi and the Rambam will say, okay, I paskin like this Gemara. Ah, there's a Gemara Fakert. Yeah, there's a Gemara Fakert. And when I'm a chuyiv to be metaritz, that Gemara Fakert. Tosis is metaritz everything. So, in the end of the day, acharei kechlos hakol, it comes out the machloikis between the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, seis hakachovim is 13 and a half minutes, or a little bit more. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And the Rabbi Natan says it's 72. So now we know in America no one gets into a car 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Right? So why not? So first of all, you have to realize that the Vilna Gaon writes that his Shita and Rabbi Natan's Shita is only said at a certain point of closeness to the equator. You know, let me tell you like this. There's a sefer called Or HaMeir. Or HaMeir was written by Rav Meir Posen. I don't know if you know Rav Meir Posen. Rav Meir Posen was the brother of Dayan Posen from Broyers. Right, Rabbi Schenker is friendly with Dayan Posen from Broyers. So he had at least two brothers. All the brothers are big Talmidei Chachamim. All the brothers. So he has one brother who was in England for many years, Meir Posen. And then he lives, I think, now in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in Kiryas Sefer or something like that.
He's the expert in... I forget, a Reuven or
Mikvos? He's an expert in Mikvos, and then he also wrote a sefer on Zmanei Hayom called Or HaMeir. And then there was another, a third brother, who was a big Talmid Chacham, used to learn, he lived in Bensonhurst, he was part of the Beis HaTalmud, he used to learn in Beis HaTalmud, and he taught physics in YU.
So I used to...
Right.
Professor Posen,
you knew him, Elliot, right? Professor Posen.
I knew.
Yeah. So that was another brother. I don't know, maybe there are more, I don't know. But I know of these three, the Dayan and Broyers, and the one, the physics professor, and so he explains the following. He says, if you have a ball, right, and you spin the ball, right, so the different parts of the ball are going at different rates because the middle of the ball is covering much more territory than the top of the ball. The top of the ball is making very small circles. The middle of the ball is making long circles. So it must be, to keep the ball shtim, that the middle of the ball is going at a quicker pace than the what? than the top of the bowl or the bottom of the bowl. So too, says Rav Meir Posen, that if you live closer to the equator, so that's like the middle of the bowl, you're moving at a faster pace than people who are more to the north or more to the south. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos could end theoretically much earlier than, because the Vilna Gaon's 13 and a half minutes was said in Eretz Yisrael, or Bavel, which was closer to the equator. So they're going at a quicker pace. So if they're going at a quicker pace, the Ben Shmashos is going to be shorter. And then, yeah, as you go...
have a longer distance to travel.
What?
Going quicker, but they have a longer distance.
Right, so... right.
Everybody
so
gets to the same place at the same
time. Right, so since they have a longer distance, that's why I have to go quicker to for everything to shtim. In other words, the part of the ball that's higher up or lower down is covering less territory, but so it could go at a slower pace.
I had the same question.
The part that's in the middle by the equator is going at covering more territory, so then it has to go at a quicker pace to everything to jive together. Yeah, George.
I had the same question. I think that Mayor was asking. I heard this previously, and it bothered me. Glad I have the opportunity to ask you if you have to go a further distance in order for the sun to be hidden from you, right? You can't, when you're up by the top of the world or the bottom of the world, you have a shorter distance to go, so you have so it goes slower, and you have in order for the sun to be gone, but you're really covering the same distance, though. You have more distance. You're just
More distance, so therefore you have to go quicker.
It's the same amount of time, though, that till you get there.
In other words, the Earth is rotating at a quicker pace, in Eretz Yisrael than it is in New York.
Understood. But the whole point is, when is the sun is going to be hidden from you, and it's not going to be hidden from you as quickly or quicker in one place than the other. It's no matter how fast you're moving, it depends on.
But if you're moving quicker, so then it's going to become darker quicker. If you're moving slower, it's going to become darker later.
Longitude is still the same place.
No, but the
sun is here, and the Earth is spinning.
Yeah, so that's the word. So in other words, if the Earth is spinning quicker, then it's going to become night quicker. It's going to become dark quicker. If it's spinning.
So everything on the same longitude. I think it's longitude.
In other words, the sun is lighting up, but now you're moving away. At night, you're moving away, right? So you're moving away from the sun. So the quicker you're going away, the quicker it's going to become dark. So Oram Meir explains that since
I have to run faster to get a mile.
No, right? So. If you look, I just did it on Wikipedia, and it says the duration of sunset varies by latitude. The sun always sets faster near the Earth's equator, and more slowly at higher latitudes. The farther the sun sets, it depends on the latitude. So the more north or south that you are,
right. So the more you are to the north or to the south, so you're gonna go at a slower pace. So if you could go at a slower pace, then the sun is going to set. That's why if you go to Eretz Yisrael, as soon as the sun sets, it gets darker much quicker than it does in New York. Because Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are closer to the equator than New York City is, or other places, LA and things like that.
So the more north you go, the longer it is, huh?
Right.
Or
so,
south.
So New York, so we're in New York, say, L.A., wherever we are. So we're higher up than Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, Eretz Yisrael has a short... as the short Beit HaShemashos. Now, and so that's why, theoretically, when the Vilna Gaon said his opinion that it's 13 and a half minutes, so he only said it based on Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, which makes a lot of sense, because he's teaching up the Gemara. He's explaining the Gemara, so then it makes sense, 3/4 mil. So the Vilna Gaon says 3/4, and it, so in America it goes slower. So it's going to go from 13 and a half to 20, 25, you know, like every rule said, maybe 20, 25, 30, you know what I mean? But it's not going to go that much, you know what I mean? It's not like tremendously fast, but it's going to be, so the Vilna Gaon sheet in New York, you know, could be 20, like Willis said, or 25, 30, something like that. It's not going to be 70 minutes. It's not going to be 60 minutes. It's going to be more than 13 and a half, but it's not going to be excessively more. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that the Beit HaShemashos, in other words, once the sun sets, it's still Vada Yom for another 58 and a half minutes. And then from 58 and a half to 72 is Beit HaShemashos. And at 72 is Gimel Kochavim. So the question that many ask is, what kind of machloikis is this? What kind of machloikis is this? Is Seitz HaKochavim 72? Or is it 13 and a half? Go out and see. If you can't do it in your community because there's too much light... So go somewhere, you know, in the country where it's not polluted, and then look up. How can you have such a machlokes? And Rabbeinu Tam Shita is bein lekula bein lechumra. Yeah. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could do malacha up to 58 and a half minutes after the shkia. You could drive a car. And according to the Vilna Gaon, if you do that, you're chayiv skila. So it's such a unbelievable machlokes. An unbelievable machlokes. According to one opinion, it's according to the Gaon, Shabbos is over. Maybe 13 and a half. You want to say not 13 and a half, you go further up, it's 25. Not too much longer. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you end Shabbos then, you chayiv skila. It's a mordek of machlokes. And let me ask you a question. At the end of the day, it's Gimel Kochavim. So there's a Tosis of Yehuda Chassid that wants to give the following explanation. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you also have a kula. You have to end Shabbos. You could also do malacha, you know, after Shkia, right? And in Hungary, like Ravelli was saying, people did malacha. They say Rabbi Kiv Eger used to do malacha after Shkia.
They say the
Sabbath and Rock, right? Yeah. I mean, in America, they try to make everything equal. But,
I think the story, the Sabbath and Rock came to Yerushalayim and he drove around and they asked him, please don't.
They
were? Sabbath and Rock was in Yerushalayim and he was the rabbi. And they asked him not to drive after the Shabbat.
Right.
But I guess the Maisa, the Havach, it's mostly in the day of Tobias, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's no get to every Shabbos. Every
yeah,
day.
That's the. It could be Machma, it could be Mekel, but.
Yeah, well, it's no get to everything.
Chumra is a kula, by Chumra is your kula.
Right. We'll see. So one second. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon Shita is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, in the Bir HaGroi, he brings himself, obviously. But in the Shulchan Aruch itself, when I mean the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber Ramah, it doesn't appear. In Hilchas Mila, in the Shach, there's a famous Shach in Hilchas Mila, you want to take a look. On page 12. Zok the Shach, because he says, look in the middle of Shach there. He says, Tshuvas Maram al Shachar, four lines from the top of the Shach. Sifkat Yud Aleph, page 12. Tshuvas Maram al Shachar, Zinzim Tzadivav Shal Tinuk Shinolan, Erev Shabbos Achar Shkia Sechama. A Tinuk was born on Friday after Shkia, but before Gimel Kochavim. So when does he get his bris? So on one hand, they weren't Gimel Kochavim yet. On the other hand, so how do you view it? It's after Shkia, before Gimel Kochavim Beinan. So when does he get his bris? On Sunday? Kedas River Rambam? The two Beinan Shmashas have take a Chacha Shkia Sachama. Male arts. In other words, according to the Rambam Shita, he's like what we call the Vilna Gaon Shita. That soon as it's sun, soon as the Shkia the sun goes below the horizon, that's already been a Shmoshos. Then you have 3/4 of a mil. So then it's Laila. So then if that's Laila, it's already Sunday. So then you have to do the bris the next Sunday. But if you hold, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that before 72 minutes, or at least before 58 and a half minutes, it's Vadayom. So this boy was born Motzai Shabbos, say 35 minutes after Shkia. So according to the Maram al Shachar, that's the sheet of the Gaonim and the Vilna Gaon, it's already Laila. So you do the bris next Sunday. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Yom. So then you do the bris Friday. So should he give the bris? When should he do the bris? So he says that we should do the bris on Sunday because it's Bein HaShmoshos. After Shkia is already Bein HaShmoshos. So it's a suffix. So you can't do it on Shabbos because you can't do a suffix meal on Shabbos. Suffix meal was mana on Shabbos. So if the kid was born on Motzai Shabbos, say 30 minutes after the Shkia, so according to the Vilna Gaon, it's Vaday Laila. So he does the bris on Sunday. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, or this is again Motzai Shabbos, right? It's Motzai Shabbos. It was 30 minutes after the Shkia, so it's Sunday bris. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom. So then you do 8 days from there. So that's what he says. If it's right after Shkia, Maram al-Shaka says, Tinuk shalom alev Shabbos achashkiya sachama, Chachamim Shenir Gil Chachamim Meinonim. So it's already a suffix, according to the Gaonim. So this is, I'm sorry, it's Friday night. It's Friday night situation. So he's born before 72. He's born before 72 minutes. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Vadayom. So you give the bris on Friday. He's born 35 minutes Friday night after the Shkia. It's Vadayom. And according to the other Shita, it's Ben Hashmashas. Depends how long after it was. So Ben Hashmashas, you can't give the bris Friday, you can't give the bris Shabbos, so you give the bris Sunday. So Maram al-Shaker was one of the earliest sources to record this opinion that's known as the opinion of the Gaonim, which some want to equate that with the Vilna Gaon, you know, more or less. So then the question begs itself, so how can you have such a machlokes? So the Tosfos of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wants to say, maybe the machlokes is that Rabbeinu Tam Shita, in other words, they're both agreeing that all you need is three stars. So how can you have such a disparity? Is three stars 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, or is it 72 minutes after the Shkia? So the answer that the Tosfos of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says is because maybe they're arguing where the three stars have to be. That according to the Gaon, three stars, Kimul Kachon Beinim, anywhere in the sky. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita is the three stars have to be in the west. Three stars, and the stars in the west you're not going to see until much later, because the sun is setting in the west. And therefore the rays of the sun are going to block out your vision of the stars. So Mamela, Gimel Kochavim, you need, but Gimel Kochavim where? Anywhere in the Rakia? Well, Dafka in the west. And so the Rabbeinu Tam says, Gimel Kochavim in the west. That's how some Miyashiv. There's a sefer called Oros Chaim, Rab Chaim Druk. So he wrote a famous sefer in Zmanim, and he was mefarsim this explanation of Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer gave a haskama to the sefer, and Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer said that now, with this explanation, people are going to take Rabbeinu Tam more seriously. Because till then, they machavek the Rabbeinu Tam, how could he say that? We already see Kochavim before that. So he says, that's the answer. And he praises the whole sefer based on this discovery of this Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that the Oros Chaim points out.
Rabbi, couldn't they also be arguing over what counts as a star? Like maybe the stars have to be a certain size. Like sometimes,
yeah, there's a kochavim beinanim, and we are machmir kochavim, even kochavim ktanim.
Right, but so could that be the source of their disagreement? Maybe.
No, because they will agree what the size of the stars.
Oh, okay.
That's in the Gemara. But it's kochavim beinanim. Now, there's a third shita that you have to be aware of. And if you want to see, it's quoted in the Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel. It says on page 10. That's the sheet of the Minchas Kohen. The sheet of the Minchas Kohen. So the arrow on page 10, the second arrow, he says, Shuv Matzasi B'Sefer Minchas Kohen, So he says a big chiddush. He says Rabbeinu Tam Shita that you need Dalad Milim is only if you don't see the stars. So then you wait Dalad Milim. But if you can see the stars, then Seisach Chavim is when you see the stars, even if it's before 72 minutes. So that's the Michas Kohen's Shita. And my friend Rav Yaakov Hafmanshli pointed out to me that Pashtus is that, you know, many people in Europe, that was the minhag in Europe, to go just see the stars. What is the Chofetz Chaim accomplishing by going out to see, to sell the Shabbos to see the stars? So some will say, because he holds like the Michas Kohen. Michas Kohen says it's all Tolei on the stars. If you see the stars, then it's Seisach Chachavim. And Dalad Milim, that you have to wait 72, is only if you don't see the stars. So then you wait 72, and we assume by 72 there must be stars. But if you mama see the stars, and they're Chachavim Beinanim, it's Seisach Chachavim. And my friend Yaakov Havan pointed out, a lot of people in Europe didn't necessarily wait 72, and they just saw mech on the stars, and that's what he pointed out. I'll just point out there was so mech on the sheet of the Mechas Kohen. And you know, it seems comes out that also held from the sheet of the Mechas Kohen is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush where he says that Rabbeinu Tam in New York is 50 minutes after the Shkia. Page 15. Ulufize, second arrow. Ulufize, Yesh lahatir b'motzei Shabbos la'acha 50 minut le'ilu shemarin le'ezet zorech. That if you really have to go on motzei Shabbos to Iker Halacha, 50 minutes. 50 minutes, you can go on your way. So the question everyone asks, it doesn't make any sense, because Rabbeinu Tam said it 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. And New York is further away from the equator. So if anything, it should be more. That's the kasha everyone asks. So the answer, Pashtus, the way that's given, is that he held that the idea of Dalad Milim is only if you can't, you're a place where you can't see the stars, you follow Dalad Milim, you can assume the stars are out. But if you can see the stars, that's it. And so Rav Moshe Feinstein said he went on his balcony and he saw stars. And Fakir, he saw many stars by 72. And you don't need many stars, you only need 3 stars. So 3 stars are for sure there before 72. So he says, Mikra Adin, you have 50 minutes in New York, it's Seisach Chachavim. That's Rabbeinu, that's a Libud Rabbeinu Tam. That's his Chiddush. Well, you can consider yourself a Rabbeinu Tamnik if you keep 50 minutes.
Wouldn't the Seichel be Machayev that for basically who had watches in the time of Rabbeinu Tam? They had to go only according to the stars.
Right. Yeah. So that's why my friend Rav Yaakov Hoffman, he's a Rav in Washington Heights, a big Talmid Chacham, he likes, you know, the Mechas Kohen. Now, Rav Meir Posen, he was Mechadish another thing in Hilchos Zmanim. And he held that if you really want to keep, and this Rabbi Blyke told me he thinks is the Pashat Trat. He says, if you want to keep Rabbeinu Tam in New York, so you can't just, some sheet to say you can do 72. 72. But Lechora, 72 doesn't make any sense based on the reality. Because 72 is in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. We're much further up. So it should be longer than 72. So how much longer? So Rav Meir Poizen, the Or Meir, says, and Rabbi Bleich told me he thinks is 100% right, you have to keep, and this is what I try to do, 16.1 degrees. Meaning, when the sun goes below the equator, it's going to create an angle. How, depending how far down it was, an angle with the horizon, an angle of declination of how much. So you have to, what you have to do is, you have to go in Eretz Yisrael and see how much is the angle to have 4 mil. What angle is it? And then go to New York, that's going at a slower pace, and see how long will it take to make the same angle of 16.2. So the Lamaisa, 16.1. Because if you don't say like that, then you can say 72, but 72 doesn't make sense al pi metzius. Because, as we said before, the closer you are to the equator, you're going quicker than you are when you're further away. So he only said, and the Vilna Gaon says this, he only said his shita in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and the Gaon shita only in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. But the further you are, you're going at a slower pace, because you have to only get more, cover less ground. So then,
that's the change in the seasons of the year.
The same seasons can also have an effect, but Lemaisa 16.1. So on some of the charts today, they have 16.1. So in the summer, 16.1. is more, it could be 10 or 15 minutes more than 96 minutes. And now we're already at the time where 96 minutes is more than 16.1. So I try to keep 16.1 the chumrah. That was normally during the year you keep 96. Because if you hold 4 mil, a mil is 24 minutes. 24 times 4 is 96. So then, it was the different shitas of what a mil is. A mil is either 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So if you hold, like Rabbi Natan, you hold 4 mil, 24 times 4 is 96. And then, if you hold like that, you're safe with the 16.1. Because 16.1 makes the most reality, based on the reality. The only question is, like Rav Yossi said before, that my friend Rav Yaakov Hoffman said, in Europe, no one kept 16.1. Because 16.1, you'll only be able to do it if you have all the calculations. And before they had all the scientific calculations, so like Rav Yossi just said, like a Chavetz Chaim told his Shabbos, go out and look at the stars and see 3 stars. If you want to do the exact thing of what Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is based on the Metzius, so then 16.1 is the Metzius, because in Eretz Yisrael, 4 mil, it goes below the horizon, it makes it, right, to go 4 mil, which is, say, you want to say 72 minutes, below the horizon, so it takes when it's 72 minutes, the sun sets so much that if you'll make an angle of declination with the horizon, it'll be 16.1 degrees. So then you take 16.1 degrees and you come to New York and you say, how long will it take in New York for the sun to be 16.1 degrees below the horizon? And if you calculate that, it'll be, depending upon the times of the year, it'll be, it'll be 90, 85, sometimes 110, fluctuating, and that would be the reality of Rabbeinu Tam. But others hold that, no, maybe Rabbeinu Tam meant 72 Shavas, like seemingly the Prima Godim says. Shavas. But Shavas doesn't work out with reality. In other words, Shavas will assume that certain Shabbosim you'll end and it'll be darker than other Shabbosim. Or certain times of the year, or certain places, if it's 72 Shavas. Because 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael and 72 minutes in New York are not the same level of darkness. 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael is very dark, because already by 13 and a half it's dark. So it's half an hour. So 72 is certainly. But in New York, 72 is lighter. So if you want to say that that's the kach tiknu, that's the halacha, 72, 4 mil. And you don't have to reconstruct it for which part of the earth you are. Are you higher than the equator? Are you lower than, near the equator? Are you further away than the equator? Etc. So that was his thing. He wrote this kuntras, and now in certain calendars, they'll tell you what's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. They'll have different versions of Rabbeinu Tam. But one of the versions of Rabbeinu Tam is the 16.1. So Rabbi Black told me he thought that if you don't keep 16.1, you're not really keeping Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, what can I tell you? And Rav Moshe.
What's interesting is Rav Moshe, after he does 50 minutes at the end, he goes, a minute in Europe was 72, and it should be Shabbos. So, right at the end of that Shuva, he mentions that B'nai HaYeshiva.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rav Hankin felt like that also.
Felt like what?
That it should 72, you know, regardless of where you
are. Right, 72 Shabbos. Like, I think that's a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim, 72 Shabbos. And that's how many people do, 72 Shavas. Even though Mayor Posen, he was the one who tried to push for 16.1 degrees below the horizon. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, the way some point out, seemingly is like the Milchas Kohen, that you don't have to keep 4 mil. You just, if you see the stars, even if it's before moon, the 4 mil is only meant in a place where you didn't see the stars. And that's so the
16.1, what they call the Achtel?
What?
What is it they call the Achtel?
Yeah, the Achtel is a different thing. The Achtel and Zechstel is based on the Gemara of Psachim, where take a look. The Gemara here on page 2 has different opinions of how many mil exist in the day, right? And they say like this, that so you hold that there's you want to say can't Yud part sells well also sacha Ovisho Echa Mishishabiyom. That's the Zextel. Whereas the question is if you take the whole day, how long the day is, and one opinion says you divide it by a sixth or an eighth, machlokas, so. And that's the amount of time you keep. So the briskers, some of them have kept the achtel or the zextel, an eighth or sixth, even more. And that's how they would end Shabbos. Based on this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that that Kama Parsos Bayom, Yud Parsos, Yalos Shachvat Sidney Zacham He Milan, Shkir Sacham Tzacham Chamisha Milan, and then 30 in between, so it's like 40. And and if you take a fifth of that, so that could be. Depending upon how you calculate, it could be 1/6 or 1/8, but that's all based on this Gemara. And then that was But it's funny how, you know, Rabbeinu Tam said his Ashita, and then people don't keep Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the only Ashita that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you hold like the Michas Kayin, and you hold like Rav Moshe, so then Rabbeinu Tam, the Dalet Milim aspect of Rabbeinu Tam is only if you can't see stars. Because he stars, the stars are Kaveh, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. But when it comes, say, to Davin Mincha, then Lechora al Pi Pashtus, according to the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch has no problem with Davining Mincha after Shkia. Because it's Vadayom. After Shkia is still Vadayom. So B'meila, that became... But then with the advent of other poskim in Shabur, the Gra became a very popular shita. But it's not so pashut. Meaning, like some people make early Shabbos, right? So my friend Rav Yaakov Hafen had a taina that they make Shabbos now 6 o'clock, 10 to 6, very early. So he says that if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you're doing it before Plag Mincha. Because Plag Mincha is an hour quarter, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an hour quarter before Tzeis HaChachavim. So if Tzeis HaChachavim is 72, and the hour quarter is 75, so there's three minutes between Plag Mincha and Shkia. So these people making such early Shabbos, so my friend Rav Yaakov Hoffman didn't like that, because he felt that they're totally ignoring Rabbeinu Tam, and they're making. So my friend Rav Yaakov Hafman, he said to me, "What we should do is, we should do the Michas Kayin, and do an hour and a quarter before Shkia, from the first says of the Michas Kayin Shita. So if the Michas Kayin is 40-50 minutes, so it's like, and you do like 20 minutes before Shkia, you're within that time buffer." But if you're going to make Shabbos so early, then you're only going to follow the Gra, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, what you did is null and void. So he thought that if you want to make early Shabbos, you shouldn't do... See, if you hold Plag Mincha of the Gra, that's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. But if you hold Plag Mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an hour and a quarter before 72. And if you hold like the Minchas Kayin, like my friend Yaakov Havana, then it's an hour and a quarter from like the 40 minutes or 50 minutes after Shkia. So it would be like, a half an hour, 20 minutes before Shkia, something like that. You know, but if you do it an hour and a quarter only according to the Gra, then according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a bracha levatala. You're going too early. So those are the various shitas. Someone from Montreal wrote a very nice sefer on Zmani Hayom called Hazmanim Bahavona. But that's where it comes. It's machlokes Rabbeinu. So look, it became ungenumen in America that we shouldn't follow Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. Only Lachumra. So I can't say that what people are doing behind Chedre Chadarim, if they're really following this idea. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam in Motzai Shabbos, you have a right to follow Rabbeinu Tam on Erev Shabbos. Then you could do malacha, but Rav Moshe didn't like this idea because he felt there's so much kill Shabbos in America, so the people who are keep Shabbos, and let them at least be on the same page. And you have some, so even though Lagabi Motzai Shabbos, not, but okay, that Motzai Shabbos people know. But when Erev Shabbos, to have some people do malacha on Erev Shabbos, He didn't like that. And that's why even the Hasidic communities were asked to comply and not do Malacha after Shkia. Okay, Rabbi Osei. So I Rabbi Elie Brill asked me to give the Shia. So,
that's very interesting, Rabbi Simon.
So I did it in your honor. We did the Dateline. Each of these topics, really, you could spend the whole year on each of these topics. Okay? I mean, ain't the Dover Sof. But if we're only having 1 hour, one night, I wanted you to be familiar with the basic Yesidus.
Rabbi, just really quickly about making the early Shabbos, what was the Truma Sadeshin working with, the famous Truva, the first Truva in the Truma Sadeshin, that they did it way, way early?
Right, so you have to look at the Mogen, the Machzis HaShekel. Okay. And he's assuming that it was still within Plag Mincha, based on that. That wasn't before Plag Mincha, the way people normally think. Okay, again, we thank the Rav, Rabbi Vorhand, for helping us come together in these times. And we thank the Shul, Heichal Moshe, anyone who wanted to contribute to the Shul on the Shir or any other reason, you can go on the website, heichalmoshe.com, sponsor Shir or any contribution in, Hagdol Torah Ladira. Okay, everybody, so we wish you all well. And next 2 weeks, Bez Hashem, we're going to do on Yoni Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cult of the